January 5, Christ, the Eternal Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. John 1:1-3. Christ, the Word, the only begotten of God, was one with the Eternal Father, one in nature, in character, in purpose. The only being that could enter into all the counsels and purposes of God. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. His goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. And the Son of God declares concerning Himself, The Lord possessed me in the beginning of His way, before His works of old. I was set up from everlasting. When He appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by Him as one brought up with Him. Isaiah 9:6, Micah 5:2, and Proverbs 8:22-30. The Father wrought by His Son in the creation of all heavenly beings. By Him were all things created, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him. Colossians 1:16. Angels are God's ministers, radiant with a light ever flowing from His presence and speeding on rapid wing to execute His will. But the Son, the anointed of God, the express image of His person, the brightness of His glory, upholding all things by the word of His power, holds supremacy over them all. Hebrews 1:3. Christ was God essentially and in the highest sense. The Lord Jesus Christ, the divine Son of God, existed from eternity, a distinct person, yet one with the Father. He was the surpassing glory of heaven. He was the commander of the heavenly intelligences, and the adoring homage of the angels was received by Him as His right. There are light and glory in the truth that Christ was one with the Father before the foundation of the world was laid. This is the light shining in a dark place, making it resplendent with divine, original glory.